Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As a general policy, I don't do Mother's Day and sermons and Father's Day. This is after all the sixth and Sunday of an Easter, and there are things to consider. But that doesn't mean that there won't be times that in the text themselves that there will be connections, as indeed there should be. This is about real life, of course, and certainly real life shows up most clearly in our families. For all of the things that could be talked about here in these in chapters, and certainly each and paragraph here just overflows with concepts and phrases that are begging to be preached on. The one that I might choose today is this: "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I heard from my Father." To tell you the truth, the disciples might dispute that. Even earlier in the conversation in the 14th chapter, Jesus was speaking to them and inviting them to follow on the way. And one of the disciples said, "Lord, we don't even know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And yet here in the 15th chapter, he says, "You know everything you need to know." Well, perhaps not. How are they to know? These are the kinds of things that have a tendency to scare a person. This is like young grasshopper being sent off into the world to face the challenges that would come his way, or Luke Skywalker being told by Yoda that he had now learned everything he knows, or that he needs to know to become a real Jedi Knight. I have to tell you, this is like the time I remember I was about to get on to the plane at SeaTac. I had just raised my hand, enlisted in the Air Force. I'm about to fly off to beautiful San Antonio, Texas, for 6 weeks of all expenses paid luxury at the benefit of my Uncle Sam. And my dad turns to me and he says, "Well, I guess you're on your own." And suddenly I thought, well, now I'm scared. We learn these things in our family, even though there are times we don't have all the answers. Do we really know everything that Jesus said? Do we really have everything that we're going to ever need? It's a scary, intimidating thought. We learn these things in our families, and moms do it in wonderful ways. For all of the issues of my mom being, let's face it, no one is perfect, and my mom and certainly was among those who was very, very human. But I never had any doubts at all that she loved us. Now, of course, I have to admit, I might have been involved in that a little bit. I mean, after all, she did have to raise three of us boys, and there were times that I'm sure she was exasperated. I can tell you, we won't go into that, but there were times, of course. The things that we need to know, we oftentimes learn from just looking. and from living and from being there. My older brother once said, you know, whenever I get into a question of what the right thing to do might be, I ask myself, so what would Dad do in this situation? And then I know what I need to do. I never remember my dad sitting down and saying, okay, we're going to have a class on ethics. He never did that, but I learned a lot. We do this in families. We do this for ourselves. We do this among ourselves. And even though there are times that that we may have lots of questions, it's never enough that God doesn't work. I have to tell you, after being married for 30 years, and yes, I know for some that just seems to be like yesterday or something, but for over 30 years now, I've been and watching and Gretchen, and there are still times I think to myself, I wonder what in the world is going on inside her head. What is she thinking? And yet, I do know this. I do know what she would like me to do. Those are the simple things. Jesus had lived with his disciples in such a way that they had been picking this stuff up all the time. It was not as if he sat down and said, okay, we're going to have a class here. I do remember when I began my confirmation, the first night where the parents came and they explained how the whole thing was going to work, we got our little blue books that we were going to have to go through and a list of 200 questions. And we would be expected to know the answer to all 200. Jesus didn't do that. He just said, follow me. And they did. And they learned how. We know this because in the book of Acts, it is full of those kinds of what would Jesus do moments. Peter has been told in a dream to go off and talk to Cornelius after having this vision that all things are clean. And so he goes to speak to this Gentile. And while he is speaking, the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and now they're in a real fix. Is it possible that the Spirit of God is actually intended for Gentiles who have not joined the Jewish faith yet? And Peter comes to the right answer, knowing or having learned what Jesus might say. What is to prevent us from having these baptized? Could it be that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for all people? It was an amazing kind of time that would set the church and on its path for as long as it has existed. That there are those who need to know the goodness and grace of God. There are things that we need to know, and certainly this is also a call to remain in that relationship in such a way that we continue to learn, that we continue to hear God's voice, that we continue to read and study and think and contemplate, to ask ourselves, am I doing it well? Am I doing what Jesus would do? Am I sure that this is the work of God that I am being called to do, this particular task? And sometimes we won't know. Sometimes we just do it and find out later, yep, it's the right thing. Because when Jesus calls us friends, we are a part of a family, a community. It's not just teacher and student anymore, like you go for those 10 and classes, you take the final exam and you get the credit on your transcript. This is intended to be more than that. It's family. It's fellowship. It's communion. It's a congregation together. It's friends. Amen.